This is Raz FM in 60 Minutes with Musa Skosana.
Indeed, as earlier on I've mentioned that I do have guests, and tonight we're talking about an exciting app that has since been launched, and I'm talking to the customer care area manager of Silulumanzi, that's Mark Mapori, and as well as Abdul Khan. He's the commercial manager. Both my guests join me now live in studio. Gentlemen, good evening. Really appreciate you making time.
All right, thank you for having us.
Good evening, good evening, listeners.
Yeah. You know, the water utility, Silulumanzi, has launched a new app, and we're going to find out in details. But I'd like you to also be a part by having the number 013-757-0096 handy as I ask my guest. Let me start with you, Mark. You know, let's start with a quick intro. You know, what is, you know, this new exciting app, and also, you know, what has the maybe the decision making been in just introduction or introducing this particular app?
All right, thanks. Yeah, the Silulumanzi mobile app has been in the works for a while now, and I think the simple reason for that is that we live in an age where things need to go digital. We need to be able to actually function without the need for direct phone calls to a call center. Our call center is functional, but in this case, we wanted to make it easier for our customers and the residents of our concession to be able to report faults to us, make payments on the app, also get notifications around, for example, pipe bursts in the streets. Sure. So it's an all-encompassing app. It's an app that is actually there to cater for the people in our concession area. So that's ultimately why the decision was made. We wanted something for the customer to be able to fully experience Silulumanzi and cut out the long call times and waiting times.
Sure. So and I'm glad that you've somewhat spoken to the aspects that, you know, the app will be catering for. Abdul, let me then bring you in there. You know, can people use it for basic things like checking the bill? And, you know, somewhat Mark has touched on it, but I'd like you, maybe from a commercial perspective, give us a sense of, you know, from reporting water issues, how is that seamlessly done into the app? And also talk to us around maybe the cost of the app, because normally apps are, you know, coupled with a fee. Is this a free app, and how is it maybe going to be utilized?
Yeah, thanks. Well, I think the app is free. There's no cost to the customer in this regard. You just got to go to your Play Store, both iOS and Android, download the app. And I think that's it to our benefit is that, remember, we have a concession of almost 16,000 customers in the Mombela area. We cannot see pipe bursts and sewer overflowing as quickly as customers can. This basically puts power into the customer's hand. So if you're driving down the road and you see a pipe burst or you see sewer overflowing, in real time, you can take a photo of that and send it through to our call center. We're streamlining communication that way. So we're getting the feedback very, very quickly from customers in that regard.
Sure.
So then the app is a one-stop shop. We want to develop it as we go further, as feedback comes in and you know, as we advance the app. At this point in time, there's quite a lot of functionalities on the app. The one of them, as Mark has said, you can you can communicate quickly with the call center, not necessarily to phone the call center and wait in line in a queue to get hold of someone. You can check your consumption history. You can check your balance in your account. You can make payments. You can do you can change your details. You know, if you want to update your email or your cell phone. So it's quite a fully functional app. We're basically bringing customer services into the palm of your hand.
Sure.
And as we all know, I mean, cell phones, mobile apps are the future. I think it's replaced just about everything we do nowadays.
Sure.
So yeah, I think that's the way to go.
Yeah. Mark, let me also bring you in there, just mainly on the customer perspective, or maybe the customer care, you know, type of relations. Talk to us about, you know, just the turnaround time then, because when it comes to water bursts or the pipe bursts, you know, reporting water issues and all of that. But I like what Abdul talks about, obviously, you know, just the meter reading and all of that. You are able to see your usage. How accurate, you know, is the information filtered into the app? as versus the one on the meter? That's part one of my question. But number two, I'd like you to also at length maybe talk to her about the turnaround time, because I live in one of the estates here in Bombela, and frequently I see, you know, some of your buckies around just doing maintenance and just doing the work. And for us, maybe from that perspective, it's easy. But what about communities that you're servicing around? What is then the turnaround time when I've logged in a problem via the app, and how quickly can they respond?
All right. I think, yeah. So it's there's quite a lot to it in terms of how fast we can respond. So sure. There's certain things, for example, like a sewer spillage, that the turnaround time is if I could be mistaken, so around 2 hours. So yeah, there are definitely turnaround times for the customers.
Sure.
But it depends also on what has been reported. So we do try by all means to, during the day it's gonna be quicker. And in the evenings, obviously, we don't have the luxury of having the whole team, but sure. We will still try and get to it within that same night.
Yeah.
So I think in terms of turnaround times, it depends on the severity of the sure. of the issue. So if it's very severe, where it maybe is a health risk like sewer spillages, the turnaround time is quite quick there. I think the second question, you speak about the accuracy yeah. of the bills. So in terms of the bill or the consumption that customers see, it is accurate because it's what's on the app speaks directly to our billing system.
Sure.
So the information that we bill customers on is the information they will see on their app. And I think just to maybe also add on the question the turnaround times.
Yeah.
Look, as a water utility, we try and actually get to these problems as quickly as possible.
Because sure.
I think, as you know, or as maybe some people would know, there's a component of our business that's called non-revenue water.
Yeah.
So that's ultimately the water lost. So basically, what we bill versus what we measured, the difference.
Yeah.
Is usually in the country, the average is well over 30%.
Sure.
So obviously we try and keep those the non-revenue water down, because look, it's important we conserve water.
Yeah.
It's important that, especially in a country where water is getting scarce, water sharing is happening. It's important for our customers as well to actually report, and they would also need to also hold us accountable should it happen, things maybe take longer than they should.
Sure.
Customers are well within their rights to also just follow up on, because they'll be given a reference number once sure. they've logged an issue, and then they can follow up on that.
Nice. I love that. Maybe let me stay with you a bit, Mark. Talk to us about notifications, because earlier on you did mention that this app is somewhat of a new tool that will, you know, bridge a gap between the customer yeah. and the water utility. But when then there's a problem, maybe I've not even picked it up, or there's going to be maintenance, are you going to be there notifying us, those who are on the app, to say, look, at this time we're doing maintenance and be on the lookout?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, the customer, we try and put the customer at the center of this, and we all know how important it is for customers to be informed.
Yeah.
Because again, if there is work that's going to be done, say for example at 7 in the morning, that's when people go to work, that's when people need to get along on their day. So again, things like showering and taking baths, you're able to prepare better. So again, we'll also give expected times that we will finish certain jobs. So definitely there will be notifications on yeah. the app. And and that's why we say customers, we encourage them to actually send through the queries,
yeah.
And where we do work, we will then notify the community.
Yeah. Abdul, I'm going to end with you. Where do we go and find the app? Is it on any of the Play Stores?
Yeah. So you've got your Apple Play Store and your, sure. your Google Play Store as well for Android and iOS.
Yeah.
It's very easy to download. Should you experience any difficulties, we are there to help you.
Nice. Yeah.
Our call center is still there. Our call center is 24 hours, by the way. So there's a team on standby all the time.
Sure.
So as soon as you report a problem or you have any difficulties with the app itself, yeah. trying to download it. And we'd like feedback as well.
Sure.
I mean, this is something new we've embarked on.
Yeah.
Apps are not new. It's been around for a long time.
Yeah.
And we want to make it as user-friendly as possible. So we do encourage customers to actually give us feedback as they use it, let us know what they think about it, and you know, provide suggestions accordingly, and we'll try and develop this into something better as we go forward.
Yeah. Obviously, you know, just an epiphany dropped now. I know that it's somewhat of a struggle sometimes to produce, you know, your utility bill, you know, to maybe external partners because they want to know your address and all of these things. Mm-hmm. I see other municipalities are now charging even the proof of res. How easy is it to download, you know, your statement and then submit it as a proof of res?
You can print from the app.
Nice, so I love that.
And again, it's for free.
Yeah,
so
well.
We have a lot of things for free. You can print it from there. But like I said, customers are still welcome to contact us should they have any difficulties in that regard. And I think there's many things one can do with the technology nowadays. We will definitely enhance this feature as we go forward.
Sure.
So at this point in time, we're putting the power in the customer's hands. Yeah. You've got an interface that can interact with us very quick in real time.
Yeah.
The call center is open 24 hours.
Sure.
And just to touch on, in terms of turnaround time, we can respond to things as quickly as we come to know about it. Mm-hmm. Many times, I mean, as I said earlier, this is a big concession area. We will not always know where the next pipe break is going to take place forth. And customers tend to see those things quicker than we do. If customers report those things quickly, it just shortens the response time for us.
Sure.
Yeah.
Without a doubt. There you have it, Mpumalanga. It's a conversation I had there with Silulu Manzi. A new app is up in the App Store market. So head over there. It's definitely something I'm doing it tonight because I'm one of those that are a customer to Silulu Manzi. I need to know how much I owe them and make sure that I do service my own bills. But nonetheless, I will be definitely giving you guys a report or a feedback in that instance by next week. So today I'm downloading the app, I promise.
Perfect.
And I'm just going to be interacting with it, and I'll give you, and I'll also share it with some of the listeners here, and they can also download it and just have you know, a feel of how the app is. Just lastly, maybe before I let you go, guys, gents, what is the name of the app, and when I search for it on the Play Store, how do I find it?
All right. The app is Silulu Manzi. It's Silulu Manzi. So yeah, you can find it on the App Store for iOS and on the Google Play Store for Android.
Yeah, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. That was Mark Mapori, Customer Care Areas Manager for the city of Mbombela side. And then Abdul Khan, Commercial Manager at Silulu Manzi, joined us this evening. Feel free to download the app and interact with it. Let's have a conversation about it. Is it helping you address some of the concerns you have when it comes to water and many other issues that you might have with you not getting water sufficiently the way you want, or any other issue that is related to what Silulu Manzi does? So make sure you download the app. There you have it. Coming up in a few, we'll be talking to the MEC of the Department of Economic Development and Tourism in Mpumalanga.